Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Winter coast will feel nice this morning with some cold temperatures. It's a little warmer in the Triangle. I'll show you why that is coming up.
Breaking news overnight. A driver leads troopers on a high-speed chase that ends in a crash. The charges that driver is now facing after running from the wreck.
UNC hospitals are once again accepting patients after a computer outage that impacted 15 hospitals. What we're learning about that outage and its resulting effect on patient care.
A powerful hearing on Capitol Hill as tech CEOs are grilled over the impact social media has on children.
Children are not your priority. Children are your product.
The response from Mark Zuckerberg and others to the criticism from lawmakers and families. A lot to tell you about on this Thursday morning. It is 6 o'clock. We're so glad you're with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Thursday here. You're talking about grilling. I feel like grilling out with the sunshine that we're going to get today and a little bit of warm up.
Yeah.
It is outside. Cold outside, though. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with that look at Franklinton.
Yeah, we'll take a live look here. You can't see what the clouds are doing just yet, but when the sun comes up, we're going to end up seeing some clear skies. But this morning, we ended up with some cloud cover. I have some cool science to share with you. Right now, it's 38 degrees around the Triangle area. Look at this tiny band of clouds that formed overnight along a boundary. It's almost dissipated at this point, but often we talk about the fact that cloud cover will hold in the daytime heating. We saw temperatures in the 40s yesterday, so just a couple of hours ago, our temperature in the Triangle area was 41. Now, it has dropped to 38, but there for a little while, the temperature was a solid 10 degrees warmer than it was in the surrounding area. 30 in Goldsboro, 31 Rocky Mount, 30 South Hill, 30 in Roxboro, 29 Southern Pines, and we were looking at 41 in the Triangle. Well, now those temperatures are dropping since the cloud cover has dissipated, and we'll likely see those temperatures dropping down at least into the mid-30s before we hit sunrise. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 50s. It continues to warm through Groundhog Day, and then another front cools us off for the weekend. I'll show you what that will feel like coming up, Brian.
It's 6:02 right now, Elizabeth, and we're getting some indications that 40 eastbound now has opened between the Clayton Bypass and 42. We had some overnight construction related to the 540 project that closed that side of I-40 this morning, but sensor data appears to be coming in. Unfortunately, the DOT cameras in that area are not working, so we can't see it, but the sensors are indicating that traffic is flowing through that area. I'm watching a minor crash on the south side of Raleigh right now, 40 eastbound, right around Rock Quarry Road. I'm not seeing any delays there, but you could see some police activity on the scene. Remember to move over at least one lane to give them some room to work.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news. A person is in custody after leading troopers on a high-speed chase around 1 this morning. It started when the driver was clocked speeding on I-40 in Raleigh, and then it ended with a crash on I-87. There's more. The driver then ran from the wrecked car. Brett Nace was there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker and has the timeline of events.
This is the moment the car was pulled from the tree line after a police chase that reached triple digits. The highway patrol tells me it started on I-40 around the Rock Quarry Road overpass when a trooper clocked this car at 92 miles per hour in a 65 zone. The driver led police along I-87 where he took the Pool Road exit going over 100 miles per hour. That's when he lost control, went off the side of the road, and crashed into these trees. But the chase didn't end here. Troopers tell me he jumped from the car and ran away from the scene. Raleigh police helped out and used dogs to search for him, and the driver was then taken into custody. He is facing several felony charges along with a DWI charge. Brett Nace, WRAL News, Raleigh.
UNC hospitals are once again accepting new patients this morning. This is after a computer network outage last night that affected operations at 15 hospitals. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is at UNC Rex in Raleigh. And Kelsey, still a lot of questions about what caused all this.
Jeff, yes, so many unanswered questions this morning. 15 hospitals were impacted by that computer network outage, including UNC Rex here in Raleigh. That computer network outage ended around 10:30 last night. Those 15 hospitals were forced to stop accepting new patients for nearly 2 hours. If a patient was headed their way in an ambulance, they had to send them somewhere else. UNC Health says they used their contingency plan while the system was shut down. That way, they could still care for the patients who were already in the building. UNC Health released a statement. They say they don't believe this was a result of a cyber attack or anything malicious, but we're still not sure what caused this. So we're working to find out more about what happened during the outage and what exactly was the cause. So we'll stay on top of this and keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
The Durham Public School Board plans to meet tomorrow to talk about options to fix ongoing pay issues. This comes after protests Wednesday that forced 12 schools to close. Documents show one of the options being considered for Friday's special meeting credits classified employees for state experience only. There would be a minimum 4% increase to classified employees over last year. The second option implements an 11% salary increase over last year for classified employees, and last year's salary steps would be restored. A dozen Durham schools were closed yesterday as staff members took part in a sick out. The school board meets on this issue tomorrow afternoon.
Also, Renee, those school closings meant major disruptions for parents and students. Those we spoke with said it's worth it if staff members get what they need. That includes mothers like Gwen Nagel, who dropped off boxes of sandwiches and snacks for students who are stuck at home yesterday.
Everyone I know, including myself, is just horrified by the situation because, you know that public schools are underfunded, but it just takes one situation like this to really break the system.
Nagel hopes these disruptions will force the school board and superintendent to listen to the teachers' and staff demands.
And happening right now in the WRL Live Center, protesters, farmers are protesting in Belgium right now. This is a live look there at the European Parliament. They are pressing leaders to do more to help with taxes and rising costs. Many starting fires. You can see the fires here, also setting off fireworks. Protesters even tried to tear down barriers, but they were tear gassed. Major thoroughfares in Brussels were also blocked by about 1,300 tractors. The European Parliament president said to the farmers that are outside, "We see you and we hear you." Italy, Spain, and other European countries are also taking part in these protests.
Animal surrenders have resumed at the Wake County Animal Center with new requirements. The center stopped taking surrenders last month after being over capacity for 2 years. Owners giving up their pets will have to apply and make an appointment first. The shelter hopes this will alleviate overcrowding and the need to euthanize animals. It will also help the center connect pet owners with resources to avoid having to surrender their animals in some situations.
A rare moment of bipartisanship on Capitol Hill, where you have this live look here this morning. Lawmakers grilled some of the tech industry's biggest names about the damage social media is doing to young people. Grieving families also confronted the CEOs, including Mark Zuckerberg, who offered an apology off mic.
I'm sorry for everything that you've all been through. It's terrible knowing that you have to go through the things that your families have suffered. And this is why we invested so much and are going to continue doing industry-leading efforts to make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.
Zuckerberg's statement and remarks from other CEOs about online safeguards were met with criticism and skepticism from lawmakers and families. Senators pressed about sexually explicit images of children on Instagram, drug deaths linked to social media platforms, and other issues. Many lawmakers are intent on tougher regulations and overturning a law that immunizes companies from lawsuits over user-generated content.
Businesses that are along the New Bern Avenue bus rapid transit corridor can learn more about the project today. A roundtable discussion is happening this evening at 5:30 at Martin Street Baptist Church. Experts from the City of Raleigh and the Raleigh Chamber of Commerce will answer questions from small business owners. You can register to attend on the Raleigh Chamber's website.
Today we'll get to know the head coach of the Carolina Panthers a little better. Dave Canales will be formally introduced this morning at Bank of America Stadium. This is video of him arriving at the team's facility yesterday. New general manager Dan Morgan will also be introduced today, and WRL's Chris Lee will be there, and we'll have coverage later today here on WRL. And some of the most popular songs on TikTok, they no longer will be able to be heard on the app. We'll tell you why you'll no longer hear Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, and other top artists as you scroll.
Also coming up, an exclusive look at the oldest surviving building dedicated to educating black children in the United States dating back to the 1700s on this first day of Black History Month.
And the warmest day of the week is likely to be tomorrow when we hit 63 degrees. It's also Groundhog Day. A lot of folks want to know, will we have an early spring? Well, we'll see what the groundhogs think, but I'll also show you scientifically what we can see ahead for the month of February.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Well, it's a nice quiet morning for us out there. Temperatures are near freezing in a lot of places. It kind of depends on exactly where you are, but ranging from the upper 20s to mid 30s across our area. Nothing to worry about in terms of any precipitation today or really anytime for the next little while. As the kids get off the bus this afternoon, we're going to see partly cloudy to mostly clear skies with temperatures in the upper 50s. And then by tomorrow, we see our temperatures climbing on up into the low to mid 60s. So Friday looks like a lovely day to spend some time outside. After that, our weekend is a little bit cooler. It is, of course, on the chilly side if you're about to head out the door to walk the dogs this morning. Temperatures are close to freezing in a lot of places. By 9 o'clock, we're approaching 40 degrees. And again, a nice day to get outside. It looks like all the way through the weekend, we'll have clear conditions. Brian?
6:13 right now, Elizabeth. We still have, according to 911 in Raleigh, a report of a crash out on 40 eastbound at Rock Quarry Road. But I looked at the camera out there and I'm not seeing anything indicating a backup. Sensors also look clear through that area. And elsewhere around Wake County, we are in good shape. I want to take you to downtown Durham for a live look at 147, the Durham Freeway, out at Mangum Street with the DBAP and the American Tobacco Campus up there on the right side of your screen. Traffic's flowing freely on the northbound side from I-885 out to I-85, seeing just a 1 minute delay. Jeff.
New this morning, we now know 3 people are dead, 9 others are hurt after an airport hangar that was under construction in Boise, Idaho collapsed. 5 of those people who are hurt are in critical condition. This happened around 5 last night. Crews are still there this morning working to stabilize that scene. The cause of the collapse is under investigation.
The Georgia district attorney leading the election case against former President Donald Trump is being subpoenaed to testify about an alleged affair. Bonnie Willis will be expected to testify at a hearing next month. Nathan Wade, the lead prosecutor in the election case, has also been subpoenaed. They are facing allegations that they were involved in an improper romantic relationship. Trump and 2 of his co-defendants want Willis disqualified from the election case.
This morning, as we begin to observe Black History Month, we're taking a closer look at the legacy of a small schoolhouse in Williamsburg, Virginia. WRS Ken Smith is here with the story behind the Bray Schoolhouse and the efforts to restore that building, Ken.
You know, Jeff, history tells us the structure that housed the Williamsburg Bray School is the oldest surviving building dedicated to educating black children dating back to the 1700s. Scholars say this building was hidden in plain sight for more than 200 years on the edge of the campus of William and Mary University. The school was established in 1760 by the Associates of Dr. Bray, an Anglican charity based in England. The faith-based curriculum that included reading and sewing also justified slavery and encouraged students to accept their circumstances. It had one school teacher who taught hundreds of free and enslaved children until that school closed in 1774. In a Today Show exclusive, Craig Melvin talked with a woman who learned one of her ancestors attended the Williamsburg Bray School.
I can't even describe how surreal that was, and to be able to look out the window and walk where they possibly walked. Wonder how many of those children that were in those buildings from different times were actually a part of me, not just the one that we know about, but how many more.
Well, as you can see, the process to restore this small schoolhouse is well underway. Last year around this time, the building was moved to the heart of Colonial Williamsburg Historic Area. Well, coming up on Today, starting at 7, Craig Melvin on the scholars working to gather more of the Bray School's history from the descendants of the students who went to that school. Renee?
Ken, thank you. The Jackie Robinson statue that was stolen and destroyed in Kansas will be replaced. The Colorado company that helped create the statue says it still has the molds that were used to make it. The company says once it gets a green light to do the work, it will take about 6 months to make a new statue. That's because of the company's backlog. The Jackie Robinson statue in Wichita was created for the city's League 42 youth baseball organization. The vandals who cut it from its base later broke it apart and burned it.
You'll no longer hear music from Taylor Swift and other popular artists on TikTok. Overnight, Universal Music Group began pulling artists' songs from the social media platform. That also includes music from Ariana Grande, Olivia Rodrigo, Drake, many others. The move comes in a dispute over royalties.
Take a look at this amazing sight. Three albino deer spotted in Person County. Bobby Jean Randleman took this picture in the town of Timberlake earlier this week and shared it with us. Rare to see one albino deer, even rarer to see three at one time on the left of the road. And they made it across the road safely. See deer all the time, but never have I seen a deer that's all white. Elizabeth, how about you?
I haven't either, especially not three of them. That's crazy. Now, up in Brevard, in the mountains of North Carolina, they're famous for their white squirrels, and I've seen one or two of those. But what a neat sight. So thanks to that viewer for sharing that with us. Neat picture this morning. Some more pictures across the viewing area to show you. Pretty trees lit up there in Goldsboro this morning. There's a live look at Apex and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, Fayetteville right in front of our newsroom there. Things are quiet for us today. We're going to see lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be a touch above normal. We're going to see a cold front, though, that drops in on us on Friday, and that will bring some colder air in time for the weekend. A little bit of cloud cover with that front for tomorrow, but we're looking at a good bit of sunshine, really, once it moves on through. So here's a look at our weekend outlook. We'll see a high of 58 today because, I mean, you know, we can count today as the weekend. It's Friday Eve, and then Friday's the weekend. You know, we can justify it, right? 63 degrees on Friday, 54 on Saturday, and 57 on Sunday. Lots of sunshine all the way through the weekend. It just happens to be that Friday will be the warmest day of those three. We take a look at what's happening out there right now. Temperatures are mostly in the 30s, so it's a cold start for you this morning, but we'll see plenty of sunshine. We look ahead to what is coming up, and of course, we're looking at some milder temperatures and the potential for some sunshine on Groundhog Day. And folklore says that six more weeks of winter could follow if the groundhogs see their shadows. No shadow means an early spring, and you know, a lot of people are interested in an early spring. It is not likely that we're going to see an early spring. The groundhogs will probably see their shadows. Snurd and Garner will be out around lunchtime. Take a peek, and it'll be around 60 degrees at that point. So that's all folklore. What about some real science to go with that? We take a look at our temperature outlook. This is a look at a long-range computer model that can give you trends as to will it be warmer or cooler than normal? Will we see more or less precipitation than normal? And it looks like for February, we have equal chances. So we would consider that near normal. And our normal highs during the month of February start in the mid-50s and climb into the upper 50s. We take a look at our ski resorts. We're going to take a look closer look at this when the sun comes out. But there's plenty of snow up there. It should be a nice weekend for skiing. Temperatures for highs up in the high country will be in the mid to upper 40s. On Sunday, there may be some showers down in our southern mountains. Taking a look at the beach forecast, you know, it'll be sunny, but chilly. Temperatures in the 40s and 50s for highs both days, Saturday and Sunday. Around here, again, tomorrow, for Groundhog Day. Looks like a nice day, 63. We're nice and dry. Our next best chance of rain comes Monday, but it's just a small chance. Brian?
It is 620 right now. We're watching that camera out at I-40 at Rock Quarry Road. We've had a report of a crash out there on the eastbound side of I-40 for the last little while. I'm not seeing any indication of that crash on that eastbound side. The headlights there on westbound I-40, though it's getting busier, but still not seeing any delays coming in from Garner. Just check with Raleigh 911, and we have no crashes reported anywhere in Wake County. Also looking good in Durham. A reminder that those overnight closures on 40 eastbound at the Clayton Bypass will be in place again later tonight into tomorrow morning. It should be cleared by 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Of course, we'll be watching it. And as you're heading out this morning, at any point, remember you can listen to this newscast live on the radio on your way to work or school. 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Thanks, Brian. Demand on the power grid is rising more quickly than utility companies have projected. How Duke Energy is working to address that demand and why some people are not happy about it.
And if your favorite team's not in the Super Bowl, maybe the halftime show will be the highlight for you. The merchandise the NFL and Usher are putting out for fans coming up in What's Trending.
And you're winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
If you'd rather wear a concert t-shirt than a football jersey, the NFL and Usher have you covered for this Super Bowl.
Good combo here. Brian Schrader now with what's trending, Brian.
Yeah, Super Bowl halftime show merchandise will be available to buy starting February 7th. That includes jackets, shirts, hats, even helmets, and a football. Usher helped design the merchandise, and he calls it a nod to his timeless fashion sense. Did he say that about himself?
I think he made that call.
Yeah. Wow. Looking sharp with that purple and black. You know, when he's not busy designing merchandise, he is working on his halftime show. He's about to drop a new album, so the show will probably have some of his new songs, but then I'm sure he'll be, singing his biggest hits, which fans will love.
Brian's a t-shirt guy over the football jersey, I think.
Yeah, right? I don't know. Past a certain age, I just don't know if guys should be wearing t-shirts that say things on them. I don't know. I'll leave that up to you to determine the
fashion age. Advice from Schrader.
What do I know? Look at me. Reba McEntire, she's going to be singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. That's exciting. And guess what? She is eyeing a return to sitcoms. Mm. She's the star and executive producer of a new pilot for NBC. And in the show, her character inherits her father's restaurant, and her business partner is a half-sister she never knew about, and hijinks ensue.
You just wait for it, right? It's just, they haven't started filming yet. It's just in the pilot stage, but apparently her character is not thrilled about this this person that she didn't know about. But she's 68 years old, and it's been 10 years since she's been on the small screen, so mm-hmm. She's like, hey, I want back on TV.
She is not slowing down.
Not at all.
Brian, thanks. Barbie star Margot Robbie has broken her silence about what some call an Oscar snub for Best Actress. According to Deadline, Robbie spoke about it at a special SAG-AFTRA screening Tuesday night. She said, quote, there's no way to feel sad when you know you're this blessed. She added that she thinks Greta Gerwig should have been nominated for Best Director. She called Gerwig's accomplishment a once-in-a-career, once-in-a-lifetime thing.
And it's colder start this morning as the kids head out the door. Skies are clear, but temperatures are close to freezing. Should be more comfortable when folks are heading out this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 50s. We'll talk about a nice warm-up that continues through the end of this week coming up.
UNC hospitals are once again accepting new patients after a computer network outage that affected 15 hospitals last night. The questions that remain about the outage and its impact on patient care.
And we have this live look right now at the White House as we are learning more about how the Biden administration will respond to the attack on U.S. troops in the Middle East. The targets the Pentagon is lining up in retaliation for that strike.